hello. I didn't see you there. Don't be shy. Come here. I can help you with whatever you might be looking for. Is it your first time visiting a shop like this? You don't exactly look like someone who'd come here. Are you interested in divination, or maybe you just want to buy a deck of cards? Oh, so it's your friend's birthday soon, and she told you to come here to look for a gift. Interesting. Of course, yes, I know her very well. And she said that I'd give you a special discount, eh? What? Do I know anything she might like? Well, yes, I know a few things. Hold on. I think you might have left the door open. What? No, don't be silly. I didn't lock the door. It's just a weird door that makes weird noises when you close it properly. The shutters? Well, the sun is going down soon and the light always comes in at such an awkward angle at sundown. It makes it hard to see sometimes. Anyway, why don't I show you a few of my things? I've got crystals, armbands, tarot cards, but we're looking for a gift for your friends, so I don't think any of that will do. Ah, here. This shelf might have something. Come here, let me show you. Well, don't just stand there. You won't be able to get a good look from all the way up there, will you? Here, kneel next to me. There we go. So here we have a collection of different massage oils. This one is my favorite. It feels so good on your skin, especially if you rub it in nice and thoroughly. It makes every touch 10 times as good. 10 times as sensual. You know? Yes, of course your friend would like this. Do you think that I'd lie to you? Remember when she had cramps in her calf from jogging that one time? That same night, I went to her apartment and helped her out with a massage using this very oil. But I didn't stop at her calves. I got her naked, rubbed it on her thighs, on her butt, on her stomach, her back, her breasts. And then I gave her a full body massage, making sure not one spot was left unattended to. She enjoyed it. And I mean, really enjoyed it. So much so that, you know what, I think I'll stop there. Maybe I'll tell you the rest some other time. Anyway, my point is that she'd love this gift. And see? It's not even that expensive for something that's so effective. Huh? Hey, are you all right? You're a bit, red in your face. Come on, say something, huh? You'll buy it? Just one moment. I said that it wasn't that expensive, but I could give it to you in return for something else than money. Something a lot more exciting. You're thinking of something naughty, aren't you? And you're red again. Don't worry. I just want to see into your future, huh? How is that payment? Well, I'm just interested in you. Your friend told me some things about you and, well, let's just say, I want to know where your future will take you. You agree? Perfect, huh? I'll just go get my special divination deck from the back. In the meantime, go take a seat at the table there. Yes, I know it's small. It's better that way. I can read your future more... thoroughly when I'm close to you. Now, before we begin, let me give you a quick crash course in tarot divination. Or at least my personal approach to it. I'm going to shuffle the deck, draw four cards, and put them face down on the table. Then, I'm going to flip them over, one by one. Each of them will tell me more about you. Your character, your preferences, your struggles, your desires. After that, I'll try to take a short glimpse into your future. I'm not necessarily going to tell you what's in store for you. Just try to guide you towards the right path by making some suggestions. In the end, it is going to be your choice if you want to follow these suggestions, okay? Everything clear? Good. Let's get started then, shall we? As I am shuffling, we are to think of you. Your body, your mind, your spirit. And I will infuse the essence of your soul into this deck. Already curious? First card. The Hermit. So this card tells me that you are a bit of a loner. You don't really like to go out all that much. You've got more than enough friends for your taste, but still, something is missing. There's something missing in your life. Some form of company none of your friends can give you. You are single? No, more than that. You've never had a girlfriend in the first place, huh? Have you? And you've never had sex, is that also right? What? Of course I got all that from one card. I'm a professional, after all. Well, I also read from your face, of course. But every card has a slightly different meaning according to the customer. Don't worry. Being a virgin is not something to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. What do you mean? It's still kind of. Kind of what? Do you hear me making fun of you? Or laughing at you? It's not like you're paying me for this either. Is it? You are just as much of a man as anyone else. Trust me. I have been around, and with plenty of experienced men, and to me, you're just as sexy and desirable as any one of them. But, if it bothers you that much, maybe the upcoming cards will have a promising future in store for you. Maybe you will find... Maybe I will have a suggestion for you that might change things. Anyway, next card. The High Priestess. What? What is it? Oh, the card. Do you like it? The design? The picture, I mean. These are my own personal hand-drawn cards. I don't just show them to anyone, you know? Yeah, that's right. That's me. Completely naked. With my big, firm breasts. My long, luscious legs. I especially like how she captured my hourglass shape. Just look at those curves. Yes, I said she. Your friend drew this. All of these cards, in fact. Oh, my God. You are as red as a traffic light. It's so cute. And hot. I know exactly what you're thinking. Yes, I got naked for her so she could draw me. Trust me. It's not easy staying still for so long. Especially when there's someone right in front of you, devouring you with their eyes, trying to keep their hands occupied while imagining having them on your body instead. Hey, you're still looking at the card. The real thing is right in front of you, you know. What? Too embarrassed to look me in the eyes, huh? Come on. I have something to tell you, and I want you to look at me. You are right with your suspicions. I'm not really fortune-telling right now. The truth is that everything I told you about yourself, I already knew the moment you set foot in here. She told me a lot about you. How funny and nice you are. And then, when she showed me a picture of you, I just got so confused. How can someone this cute still be a virgin? I thought to myself. She told me that you are too shy and too socially awkward to approach women. But that won't fly with me. Any woman would be lucky to have you. And I'm not going to let you keep yourself from us any longer. I told her that I wanted to help you out. Get you out of your shell, so to say. She was, reluctant at first. She didn't want your first time to be lousy pity sex. But in the end, I got her to change her mind. You wanna know how? I told her that you were the cutest and hottest guy that I have ever seen. I told her that I wanted to do nothing more than be this adorable man's first. I told her that just looking at you made me wet. Sorry if that last part was a bit vulgar. I just can't help myself sometimes. So, what do you say? Do you want me as well? I already know that you like looking at my body, but do you want to touch it as well? To feel it? To be inside it? I know that we just met, but really? Fuck, that makes me so happy. Oh, sorry, I got a little carried away. I guess that was your first kiss. So now that that's over with, want to do it again? Tell me. How do I taste? Can you feel my hands on your thighs, slowly making their way towards your groin? Do you like that? Me caressing your cock through your pants? It feels like it's kind of cramped in there. Let's take it out. There we go. That's much better, isn't it? Now, I'm gonna keep one hand down here, slowly stroking your cock. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue with the divination. We're only 2 cards deep. 2 more to go. 3rd card. The lovers. Saw that one coming, didn't you? Look closely. It's me having sex. It's me riding and fucking someone's brains out. Huh? You can't tell who it is though, can you? I know what you're thinking. But no, your friend didn't draw me having sex with another guy. For this one, she didn't draw me live. She drew a still from a video we both made. You see, it was the first time we tried on a strap-on. First I helped her put it on, and she licked me until I was soaking wet, and I couldn't take it anymore. Only after I begged and begged and begged did she start pounding me from behind like a wild animal. You look like you're enjoying yourself, honey. Are you close? I'm gonna slow it down just a little bit. Don't want you to come just yet. Where was I? Oh, yeah. After she was done fucking me from behind, she had me getting on my knees and made me suck that dildo until it was nice and clean from my pussy juices. Imagine her audacity when, after I was done sucking, she wanted to tease me even more before putting it back inside me. So instead of letting that beautiful bitch torture me more, I threw her to the ground and got on top of her and rode her fake dick until I wasn't able to stand up. Anyway, that's where this picture comes from. Sorry for rambling. But looking at that card just gets me so turned on. I could show you the video sometime. We could watch it together. Oh, wow, you're leaking so much free cum, huh? Do you want to come? Okay, then. 4th card. The world. This card signifies... Well, it signifies that you've come to an end of your journey. Your journey to find someone to have sex with. Your journey to come. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Let it all out. Oh, there we go. That's right. Don't worry. I'm gonna catch it all with my hands. No need to hold back, huh? Oh! Oh, my God. I knew you were a virgin. And I was teasing you quite a bit, but... Oh, that's a lot of gum. Even more than I expected. I don't mind it, though. In fact, I love it. Did you like that, honey? Do you like watching me eat up your huge load? Well, I got a nice feel of your balls, and I know for a fact that there's more where that came from. But I think your cock still needs a quick break. Okay. Now I want you to stand up for me, baby. I know that this is still new for you, so I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? Can you see how hard my nipples are through my shirt? Well, that's not the only part of me that's aroused. I'm just glad that I wasn't wearing panties. Otherwise, I'd have to throw them away. Just stand still while I slowly undress you. Let me start with your pants and boxers. Your cock is already out, so that should make it easier. I'm going to take off your shoes and socks as well, okay? I want you completely naked. Do my hands feel nice on your bare skin, huh? Do you feel how warm and soft they are, caressing every inch of you? Now, all that's left is your shirt. Let me see that beautiful chest of yours. Fuck. That's getting me even wetter. I'm so hot, baby. I don't think I can stand wearing my own clothes any longer. That's better. You like it better too, huh? Your cock does, at least. It's slowly getting hard again. So tell me what you think of me. Am I better than my drawing? Oh, it makes me so happy to hear that from your mouth. But words alone won't satisfy me. I need you to touch me, baby. Come here and take me into your arms. One last confession. I did lock the door before, and the sun isn't really that bothersome. I just wanted us to be alone and intimate. But don't worry. No one will bother us because the store isn't even open at this time. Hey. You said you like the taste of my lips, right? So, would you like to taste my other lips as well? I know I would love to feel your mouth on me, so... Alright, let me get on the table and then spread my legs for you. Just get on your hands and knees for me, baby. You're going to like it, I promise. Do you see how wet I am? Just go for it, baby. I know you can't wait to taste your first pussy. Oh, fuck. Your tongue feels so good. Better than I had ever imagined. Okay, stop. Stop. I don't want to come yet. Get up. Get up. Oh, fuck, you're so hard for me again. Oh, come closer. Fuck, you're touching my pussy with your cock. Fuck, that feels amazing. Just push it in, baby. I know that you can't wait any longer. You're so greedy just now. You want this pussy, don't you? You want more than anything else to be inside of me. I know it. Just do it, baby. Just... Don't worry. Yes, that's right. Push it all the way in. Fuck, you feel so good. Don't worry, baby. There's no need to hold back. You can start moving. You can fuck me as fast as you want. Just don't do it too slow, okay? Don't tease me too much, or I might throw you to the ground and ride you until morning. You'd like that, huh? Well, I'm not easy to manipulate. I won't let you tease me that easily. Why don't I continue the story from before? I saw how horny it got you when I was talking about me and your friend. You men are so easy. All I need to do is talk about how I rubbed my curves against your smoking hot friend's tight athletic body, and you lose all focus. There, you see, you are already starting to go faster. You want to know a little detail from when I was massaging your friend? She was too embarrassed to get naked in front of me at first. So, to make her feel more comfortable, I got naked as well. Then, while I was massaging her thighs, she started moaning. She told me to do it more, so I came up a little and started playing with her pussy until she came. It didn't take long for her to grab the bottle of oil and start rubbing it on my body as well. And before long, we were all over each other, spoiling the massage table until it was unusable. But I'm not going to be the one massaging her next time. No. I'm not going to be the one using that bottle of sensual oil on her. Ah, that's gonna be you, darling. She doesn't want that fucking bottle for her birthday. She wants you to rub it into her. But I think she might be a bit too embarrassed again, so you'll have to take off your clothes alongside her. Don't you worry. I know that you're not a skilled masseuse, so I'll help you. I'll be right there with you the whole time. Oh, fuck, you're going so fast now. Oh, you're throbbing. Oh, are you going to come, baby? I'm close to. Let's come together, okay? You can come inside me. It's okay. Just come with me. Come with me. Come here. Fuck. That was so good, huh? Did you enjoy your first time? Are you glad that it was with me? Thank you so much, baby. You don't know how happy that makes me. So, about the birthday party, I got a little carried away. Again. But what I said is true. She wants you as well. She was just nice enough to let me go first. I know that it's a lot. You just had your first time. And right after, I'm proposing a threesome. But I know that you're always looking at her. She told me. She just didn't say anything to you because she didn't mind. So, do you want to do it? If not, that's fine too. We can have sex as many times as you want, just the two of us, until you feel comfortable. After her birthday, there's always Valentine's Day, my birthday, Christmas. Huh? Really? You want to do it? Thank you so much, honey. Hey, you're staring at the High Priestess quite a bit, you know. Do you want to take it with you? I think it's only fair that we train. You get the tarot card, since I got your V card.